I am. Good morning.
Well, let's talk movies here today. What's going on? What's going to be the big deal?
Well, let's start with Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy, about some misfit heroes who have to get an orb to some place that needs an orb for the why with the orbs. What's with that?
Right.
It stars Chris Pratt alongside Vin Diesel, who plays a tree, and Bradley Cooper, who plays a raccoon.
Yes.
So it's a raccoon with Bradley Cooper's voice, which confused me because it made me think I had romantic feelings towards a raccoon.
Yeah, weird, right?
Yeah. But it's, super weird. I mean, you know what I mean? It's like when Angelina Jolie was the voice of, like, some sort of tiger in Kung Fu Panda.
Right.
People are like, wait, this doesn't seem right.
It doesn't seem right, yeah.
The movie is actually pretty funny. About halfway through, I said to myself, well, this is a wacky little space romp. And then I realized, oh my, I've become Rex Reed.
Oh no.
I just did it. It happened. It has kind of an X-Men / Star Wars kind of vibe, but I don't remember Chewbacca killing massive amounts of people, but okay. That's the difference, in these movies today.
Exactly.
There were parts that were great and a solid B, but then it would get exhausting and swing to like a C-, so I'm going to be kind and say it's above average and say C++. It's worth seeing. I don't know if I'd pay full price, but, it's in 3D and the whole bit, so they're going to charge you a lot for it.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
Right.
Also opening is Get On Up, the biopic about James Brown, the godfather of soul himself. It stars the incredibly talented Chadwick Boseman as James, who also played Jackie Robinson, if you got to see 42. He was great in that last year.
Sure.
Is he as good as Eddie Murphy's James Brown?
Yeah,
maybe.
Maybe, and the thing I kept thinking, when they showed the trailer for this, the hair is amazing.
The whole thing is amazing, to be honest. I mean, it does suffer a little from that biopic-y stuff where it's like someone says, I don't feel good, James Brown.
Yeah.
And then he's like, well, guess what? I feel good. Heck.
And then, and then goes, exactly. Right.
Yeah, I mean, no, that didn't exactly happen, but it's close. There are some misfires, but overall, the music is just so good, and Chadwick's so spot on, and I think will be nominated. I liked it. I'm going B. That's
right.
My recommendation, I know. And I'm tough on these biopics, if you remember.
Yeah.
Actually, I feel like I gave Jersey Boys, I think, a C or C minus.
Right.
And I thought about it, and I think I was being way too nice.
Yeah, but you remember in Jersey Boys, you were saying the same thing as sort of a biopic kind of thing that would happen.
Well, Jersey Boys was not good.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
Especially by comparison. I mean, it's different. I like the music of James Brown much more than than the other.
Four Seasons, sure, yeah.
Yeah, than the Four Seasons. But as far as movie making goes, this is just so much better.
Oh, it is? Hey, okay.
Than Jersey Boys. In fact, it's one of the better biopics I've seen in a long time.
Oh, so
that's,
be darned.
That's something.
Good, yeah.
I will leave it there. I'm live from Hollywood. I'm Cecily Knobler.